Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today, what prompted this video is a question that I have seen in so many Facebook group. People were asking whether it's possible for AA and AS couple who got married to give birth to SS child. So they're asking for any medical explanation. And that's why our question here says, is it possible for AA or AS couple to give birth to the baby with SS? So guys, the medical advice or explanation is what we are doing in this video. So let's look at genotype and its compatibility. Genotype simply is the genetic makeup of an individual organism. We term this is just the simplest definition you can get about this. And we have types of genotype. We have AA, AS, SS, AC. We also have SC, we have SD, but I just wrote out this for us to understand the compatibility when we discuss it. So here we have the genotype compatibility. In compatibility, we talk about an AA person getting married to an AS or SS person or AC person. So, and it's worthy of note that you know that it's only AA that is the normal genotype. AS has a little trait of the sickle cell, whereas AC, SS are the abnormal ones. So, when a person who is AA gets married to another AA person, we term it excellent. The same applies to AA plus AS, AA plus SS. But when the case is AS plus AS, AC plus AC, SS plus AS, SS plus SS, AC plus AC, SS plus AC, or SS plus SC, and etc., we term them bad because the couples may likely give birth to an SS baby. So from this compatibility, guys, you will believe or you will say from what I just said now, that it's not possible for couples who got married as AA and AS to give birth to a baby with SS. But before we continue, guys, please subscribe to my YouTube channel to get more health updates. The link is in my bio. You can check the first comment to see the link. So before you also conclude, this is back to our topic. Some people, when they saw that message or when they saw that question, they were simply concluding on infidelity. Please watch. From my clinical experience, it has shown that the result, that thing can be as a result of the following. Please listen attentively. It can be as a result of the following, which may have happened likely before the couples get married. And the first among them is when there is inadequate testing. You know, when you are testing genotype, there are different ways of testing genotype. We have the qualitative way of testing it and the quantitative way of testing it. And if you want to get the actual result of what you want, to know whether this person have any sickle cell trait or whether there is a thalassemia in the body of the person or in the blood of the individual, we use what is called HB electrophoresis, that is hemoglobin electrophoresis, or sickling test. So we don't know the type of test that these couples did before they got married. So one of the things that can cause this to happen for AA and AS couple to give birth SS is what? When there is inadequate testing. It can as well also be as a result of incorrect interpretation of result. You don't know who interpreted their result before they got married. So another thing also, there can be a kind of a hand into this is when there is a wrong laboratory result. So we don't know where they did their test before they got married. And another one is when they check in a substandard facility. We know, and you can believe with me, here in Africa, in Nigeria, for example, there is proliferation of laboratories and non-standard hospitals. So you don't know where this couple took their genotype test before they got married. And most importantly, some couples don't cross-check with another facility before they get married, so they just take one result, which cannot be true sometimes. So in this case, what should the couples do? Maybe they found out what the problem is. What should they do? We encourage the couples that they should recheck their genotype in 3 or 4 different laboratories And why they are doing this is that there may be likelihood of wrong interpretation of the previous results that they have. And also, this will help them to get adequate result as well. So if you are a single listening to me here, this video is partly for singles, not just for the question that was asked. You know you have checked your genital before. Please, I'm pleading with you, go to 3 or 4 different hospitals and laboratories to recheck yourself. Why did I say that? I also saw this type of question in one of the groups that I belong. They said that AA people are so proud that they would date you without even asking what your genotype is. I'm not saying being AA is bad, but before you boast that your genotype is AA, or that your genotype is SS, or that your genotype is AS, or that your genotype is AC, SC, or SD, please make sure you have a backup test. And if possible, request that they do a quantitative test for you. So, having reached here, guys, you may ask, okay, now maybe the couples, they have gone to check, and what are they going to do to this baby that they've already seen, that the baby's genotype is SS? Is there any way out? Is there any way out? Yes, there is only, the only promising solution to changing somebody with AS, AC or SS genotype to AA or AS is through bone marrow transplant, abbreviated as BMT here. But the problem with this bone marrow transplant is an expensive procedure and may require a donor, which is often scarce, and there's not even all the hospitals that can even do the procedure if there's a donor at hand. So guys, if you watch up to this place, please like, share, and leave a positive comment. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel to get more health updates. The link is in my bio. You can also check the comment section to see the link so that you click away and watch other videos. And thank you so much for watching. In case you have a similar case and you want to book a 30-minute call with me, it's just for a talk. And just if you're interested, send me a DM for the number, then we talk. Thank you so much.